We're at the Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa talking with Tim Andreessen of CME Group. Tim, let's talk about some reported changes that you're considering to live cattle futures contracts, something that's been generating some discussion here at the meeting.
Sure, Ken. Hey, it's great to have an opportunity to talk to you and your listeners. You know, one of the things that we try to do is talk to our customers and listen to feedback. And there's been several different ideas that have been suggested to us as potential changes in the contract. One is the weights of deliverable cattle. You know, overall, we've seen in many places the weights of cattle go up. And you know, one of the things we want to look at is, should we adjust the weights of deliverable cattle within the contract, and then how we should handle any discounts around that. There are a number of groups that are suggesting to us that heifers should also be deliverable. There are, you know, issues around heifers that we need to kind of work through, so you know, we're looking at that as well. One of the other things, and we're not hearing it as much, but it's out there, is should we look at launching serial contracts? In other words, a cattle contract for each month of the year as opposed to the cycle that we have right now. We're here and talking to customers, and we're looking forward to the Cattle Marketing Committee meeting this afternoon to hear what they have to say. And you know, like always, what we try to do is listen to what these guys want and make sure that we have a contract that meets their needs.
What kind of feedback have you received on that idea?
Oh, I think there is a general view that people would like to see a little bit heavier weights. There's kind of mixed views on heifers and mixed views on cereals.